Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 929 FM ESPN. We're going to get to business because business is at hand. The NBA Finals are finally here, ladies and gentlemen. And you can hear it all live on 92.9 FM ESPN. We will carry you through the whole way, hoping this thing goes about 2.5 weeks, maybe a month. However long Silver can stretch it, we will take it, and you can hear it all unfold right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. We'll be breaking it down all week long, going into the weekend. Wish John and I could come on Saturday and Sunday and break it down for you.
You can, actually. We actually have an opening if
really?
You'd like to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is it compensated?
No.
Well,
maybe we should even... We should even apply to do the games because sound like y'all don't like Mike Breen anymore from the stuff John tells me.
That's what I read on, like on John's timeline.
Y'all don't think Mike Breen's
the goat
anymore.
Not on my timeline. I've never said it.
I just read the internet, man.
Maybe
we should go for the gusto.
Get off the internet.
I thought he said 31,000 likes, though. I mean, that is a lot.
Look, the people have spoken.
But there were other people in that tweet, so maybe it wasn't about Mike Breen.
Very true.
We've got the business of the finals at hand again, finally. We know Thunder, big favorites. Biggest favorites we've ever seen. No, that's an exaggeration. They're not that. You know, Warriors were minus 1,100 just about in 2018 versus Cleveland, John.
Wow.
This is minus 700. So that's the same thing as Detroit.
That was pregame.
And LA.
Okay.
But minus 1075 in 2018, Warriors went on to sweep.
Yep.
It was a bigger one.
Yep.
Okay. This is minus 700 last I looked. Thunder expected to you know, hammer these guys this series for the most part. 9.5-point favorites tonight. We're going to get all up in it. Talk about these ESPN experts. If they've got it right in terms of the sides they've come down, we'll offer our own expert opinions.
That's right.
See where John's at. We're going to have some numbers for you. I'm watching hockey. Oilers.
Oh, you tuned in.
About a round of applause. Old Smooth knows what happened in hockey last night. Game one, Stanley Cup final. John alerted us to it yesterday and said we should be talking about it.
It was
because
happening.
It is the Stanley Cup now. 4-3 in overtime. Some would say that overtime in playoff hockey is as good as it gets in sports.
Well, it is the sudden death nature is awesome. I mean that like when it's over, it's over.
Yes.
You know? And it's not baseball where everybody gets to take a breath 15 seconds every pitch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean it's like, you know, we're going.
Game one winner has gone on to win 10 of the last 13 Stanley Cups, including 4 straight. Now, Panthers, right, still the favorite here. However, that's quite the stat, isn't it?
It is quite the stat.
All right. Well, be careful before you start betting Oilers because most expect the Panthers to come on back through here.
Yeah, I think that's good advice because, you know.
So you be careful
before
you go jumping into hockey.
You're getting the team up 1-0 as a dog right now. That's crazy. That is crazy. That just shows you the difference in these two teams.
Mm-hmm.
The Panthers, they've been to what? This is their third straight Stanley Cup appearance?
Third straight. I know they're repeat. They're trying to repeat.
They
lose the first one?
They lost 3 years ago, won last year, and obviously are back in it. So they got heart of champions, as Brad likes to say.
Look at you bringing the hockey knowledge.
I got more knowledge for you today off the beaten path because our Kansas City Royals are in action at 12:45.
our Kansas
Double
City
header
Royals?
Today on 790. Oh, double header because of the rain delay yesterday.
Yep, we got rained out.
As soon as I start talking about the race, Cubs lose.
Rained
out. So I'm
going to
shut up and let y'all talk.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you're good.
Exactly. Let's talk about the real teams.
We got shut out. I think Gore got us.
The Nationals?
Yeah, we got their best pitcher. He's a stud, I think, even though his record's a little will throw you off.
Yeah. Pretty good. Well, you guys are still in good shape.
Yeah, we're looking fine. But anytime I talk about a jinx or something,
That's
I'm not going to talk baseball.
I like it.
We'll talk more hockey than we will baseball.
Lots to get to on the show today. Drew Hill is going to join us at 11:25. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies. Again, just sort of where we are with, you know, the blueprint. And, you know, what lessons, if any, there are to take out of this finals matchup for the Grizzlies. Get into all that with Drew at 11:25. Then at 1:25, Jeff Goodman is going to join us. Field of 68 said Memphis was the biggest loser in college basketball this offseason. We'll get into that, see why he thinks that, and see if we can't learn him some a little bit at 1:25. So that is the show today. Game one of the NBA Finals is tonight. Finally, we are here. Before we get into the over-under, I did see Jason basically, like, people, I guess all I see on social media is people complaining. But basically, like, the NBA Finals loses momentum because there's such a break between the conference finals. Mm. And then even after the series starts, there's still 3 days between games. You know, and then you got to go three games again. When we get used to these cadences of game, day off, game.
Yes.
But then when it comes to the finals, it's game, day off, day off, day off.
Right.
Game, day off, day off, day off, day off, day off, game. It's like, I don't know if you think there's anything to that at all.
That's ridiculous, man.
Okay.
Like, we get so locked into wallet watching, with all due respect right now, you know, college baseball or softball, into that routine that we forget about the final. No, we're dying. Just like we talked about, we've been waiting on today for a long time.
Exactly.
And while we can complain about how they're stretching it out, we still understand why they do it. Brad's talked about it. You're trying to make this thing year-round. You're trying to get to your draft.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You're trying to be the main storyline on ESPN and, you know, in every sports cast across the country. So what are we understand it. We can complain about it, but what are we? This time of year, there is nothing.
There is nothing.
Unless you want to get locked into summer baseball. And again, that's not going to heat up for a while.
Yep.
So if your team ain't in the race in baseball, if you don't love college baseball and God bless them, college softball and that the College World Series, you know, are the Vols still playing?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Still got them.
All right.
But many an SEC team out.
Yep.
In baseball, at least.
Ole Miss is still going, right? That's my baseball team, Ole Miss.
Are they?
Yeah. I mean, my Oklahoma State team got put out by Duke, man. So I gotta have a new one. I'm going Ole Miss.
You see how we're not tuned into it. That's the point. We love the league.
That's right.
We have to watch it. We have a team.
Yep.
Right? A real team. And so, yes, we can. Well, yeah, I understand the complaining, but that's all it is. It's just hot air.
Correct the record.
Did Murray State put out Ole Miss?
Yes. They did.
I'm more up on this than you.
Are the remaining teams. The hot one is Tennessee-Arkansas. That's going to be a hot super regional.
And I said were still in it.
Yep. Auburn, Coastal Carolina.
Okay.
North Carolina, good at baseball, it turns out. And Arizona in their super regional. LSU, West Virginia. Oregon State, Florida State. Florida State put out Mississippi State.
Yep.
Duke, Murray State. So Murray gets Duke.
Okay.
And the final four are Miami, Louisville from the ACC. And they actually have to match up in the super regional. UCLA and... Ladies and gentlemen, from Conference USA, the Roadrunners from UTSA.
Oh, they're in
Making
Conference
history.
USA?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I meant American. I went back a few years.
Well, you know, sometimes...
I knew what you meant, though.
Yeah, I was going to Memphis.
The way your chest
came
out.
Sorry, whatever piss conference you want to pick, John.
The way your chest
came out. Well, we need something.
Sorry, we're better than Conference USA.
No, but you know, sometimes
bad.
These schools will split their baseball teams off into different leagues. So, I mean, it's entirely possible.
It's fair. The pride of the AAC.
Yeah, so...
Them and East Carolina are the pride.
You got it.
And they broke through.
East Carolina looked good, too, but yeah, you got the Roadrunners.
Good run to the final,
That's
believe.
Right.
Yes, sir.
But went down.
Yes.
Remember, 1 and 2 are gone as well. Those are SEC teams in Vandy and Texas.
The Vandy thing was wild.
Wild.
Yeah, that's a wild out.
And so there is your college baseball That's pretty good.
Coverage.
I like it.
It's a fun super regional group.
This is why we can't wait for the game tonight.
That's right.
To go back to the question.
Y'all ain't interested in this bracket.
No, I won't say that. I won't say I'm not interested.
Like, these people in Arkansas are fired the hell up about this Tennessee series.
And they'll do the shooters at that Them in Arkansas and Tennessee going to go at it.
I can't wait for Memphis to make Omaha.
We're never making Omaha.
Has Memphis ever made it?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Let me tell you.
Maybe they did win a Super Bowl.
The UTSA folks are not going to do well in that thing. Yeah. Let me tell you that right now. I don't know. Maybe a few will make the trip because it's historic. You never make this.
Memphis has not made it even a tournament since 2007.
Piss.
So it's been 18 years since they even made the tournament. And to make Omaha, this is all in Omaha, right?
They've won the Super Regional twice in 94 and 96. Memphis baseball.
So it doesn't have them on in 96 on their tournament appearances on Wikipedia.
This is AI. So
we got to get that updated over there.
It said they won the Super Regional, which would be getting to technically the tournament. We're talking about the friggin' 90s, though, so it's 30 friggin' years.
Okay, yeah, baseball, college baseball is confusing to me the way it works.
So the Super Regional gets you basically to Omaha.
Got it.
The games are playing now.
And that's where we'd have to do the shooting competition.
You got it.
With the jello shot.
Yes, sir.
But we're never going to get there.
It doesn't feel like
With Carrick Jackson, outwin our chances.
I actually talked to Carrick over the weekend, believe it or not.
I thought he's struggling, too, up there at Mizzou or wherever.
I have a friend who's always greener.
This is a true story. I have a friend who's in the baseball portal from Illinois State, and, like, I just talked to him for the kid, like, because he's looking for players.
Amazing.
He needs pitchers.
This five-minute baseball talk has been amazing.
This is your home for college baseball in Memphis.
Absolutely it is. We're number one for that.
We don't even know how many times Memphis has made the tournament.
Well, John won't let us adopt Vols, so who are we taking as our team?
I'll go with Arkansas.
We have to go with UTSA.
Oh, I'm going Murray.
What? Of course you are.
You're going the Racers?
That's where all my family is.
Come on.
Traitor!
No, you get why he's up there.
It's his boys up there now.
And Jordan Verhulst is now up there as well. So, I mean, we got so much Memphis up there.
How about the three of us
You're always talking about how bad this conference is. UTSA's repping for you.
Why don't we all have different
teams? Let's make a pick. You got Murray.
Last long. We're going to do a last long competition.
I'm with you.
Whoever's team lasts the longest. I'm going Murray State.
All right. I got Arkansas.
He's
going to take the SEC team.
Yeah, what a joke.
You can pick Tennessee.
I'm taking UTSA.
See, we picked this integrity picks.
I'm picking
history
picks.
Call the Hogs.
You need to take a long shot.
This is integrity picks, what we did. You know, you always say you do integrity picks.
I'm not trying to stack a deck here.
That was not an integrity pick.
He picks. Is Arkansas the favorite?
How dare you?
Are they the favorite in the tournament?
No.
Be honest. Who's the favorite?
No, probably Tennessee is ahead of them.
All right, I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah, they probably are.
You guys are making me dizzy with all this college baseball talk.
I mean, you can barely even find the
LSU's a sixth seed. Florida's like ranked ninth.
Bro, Arkansas is the damn favorite.
Yeah, they
kind of
are. But I didn't even look it up before I found that out.
3-1.
The only one of the few SEC teams left.
Bro,
y'all had a chance to pick them.
Bro, Murray State is plus 12,000.
Boys,
they're the last.
Y'all had a chance. You could have picked them.
So they got longer odds than my guys?
Oh, yeah. By a lot.
Well, let's go UTSA.
UTSA is plus 3,500.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I like it. That's their sneaky little dog. I have no chance. Plus 12,000. This jabroni picks the favorite like he's doing something.
If I was the Tigers manager, I'd do a little field trip, and I'd go watch UTSA, have my guys watch them so we get inspired. A little field trip.
Matt Reiser going to go take a field trip to watch the
Yes,
that's what Penny
so
would
can
do.
What
Penny would take their best player.
If UTSA is making it, Brad, we should be making it.
Now we're getting
the same standard. We got no NIL money to do
Penny
that.
To, same standard where we should be holding Silverfield to.
No money in the kitty for that, field trip.
Trailer already told us they ain't got nothing down there.
It's all going to football.
He just out-coaches Silverfield with a bunch of stick men.
I mean, meanwhile, we got baseball dying on the vine, basketball dying on the vine, all our damn athletic programs being sacrificed for football, man.
We got nothing.
It's just the sacrificial lambs. And we can't even get to the title game, man.
Hey, I will say those new dorms they're building by the baseball park look sharp.
If you have given these resources to Tommy, he would have pledged his life to you.
He would have. He would have won some CUSA championships.
He would have dug in and won some conference.
I mean, he got D'Angelo and Danny Wimprom without NIL.
Come on. Mm. Tommy would have said, y'all listened, and now I will be here for the rest
Tommy
of my
Tommy got some talent.
I mean,
he has some NFL guys.
Yeah, you better believe it. And like
here.
He said, y'all.
He got Poe, right?
He said, I'm more serious about it than y'all are.
I'm pretty sure he committed Poe.
I don't know if he got
Poe was his?
Let's see. He committed '09. That was maybe. I mean, that might have. I think that
might
was actually
been,
his.
Might have been.
Yeah, that. I think that was Tommy. That was Tommy's last year, 2009.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. So I mean, he did get. He didn't
with what he had, man.
Yeah. Crazy.
I mean, he worked his tail off.
He used to tell us stories of how he was.
He
would
worked
hear
for this.
The carpet being put down in the second floor. Cal's office.
For the basketball.
Yeah, he couldn't get nothing.
Wow, man.
He could not get nothing.
Peanuts.
All right, well, we're working on turning Memphis into a baseball powerhouse. It's a long grind.
Good luck.
But we're working on it. All right, every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go.
All right, let's go to tonight's big game on 92.9 FM ESPN. We have the pregame at 7 o'clock after Gabe's show. He'll warm you up, too. We'll have the tip at 7:30. Choose the radio broadcast if you don't like Mike Breen like the rest of these jabronis on Twitter. If you want to just mute it, you can do like you do with Eric. Listen to Eric, or in this case, listen to our radio broadcast. I'm sure it's Mark Kestisher on the call, likely with Carlissimo or one of those terrific analysts. SGA points. We'll start with SGA, the key for Oklahoma City. 33.5 points SGA.
I mean, wow. That feels inflated.
That is a lot.
But it's a higher total. So it's 230.5 to 31 total. So I think they're just kind of, you know, it might have, in a normal final series, maybe that number is like a 219. So they're just kind of, you know, taking SGA's number up with it. I got to admit it. I've become a fan of this guy. Oh, in these playoffs.
I understand.
I mean, he not only because, like, he just shows up every game. I made fun of him off the court with his, you know,
I think
nerdy
stuff.
I
just think the deal, that has gotten old. We've had to come out of that sort of phase.
Exactly.
We were all there.
Yep.
But if you're doing that now, you're just disrespecting that.
Agreed. You know, because how many times have we seen these playoffs, a guy not show up? This dude.
Could not agree more.
Brings it, and he scores 30 every game. I don't know if he's going to score
30. What you want.
I don't know if he's going to score 34, but I guess I would certainly never take the under here. I would only go over. I mean, I saw an interview with Jared McCain. I saw the interview he did with Malika Andrews, where you know people make fun of him, again myself included. But I actually have grown to appreciate he actually considers and thinks about the question and answers it honestly and thoughtfully. You know,
that's right.
Which I feel like most players don't. You know, I appreciate that. I don't know if he's going to be like that for his whole career, but it's where he is now. So I've become a fan of him, and it's weird. I hate to say it because he's supposed to be a rival of the Grizzlies, but I am. I'm a fan of the guy, so I'm going to go over on him.
I'm just going to go under because I don't think he'll have to. I think a lot of OKC folks are going to eat.
Yeah.
That this can be a more balanced attack. What's the number?
33 and a half.
He can still have a great game at 32, but have 12, 13 assists, perhaps.
Right. That's facts.
Because Chet and more with Jalen Williams, who's really kind of risen up this past series, those two can give you 20-something. Jalen's shown us he can go more than that. So is Indiana sure they can throw the same thing? Neesmith, they'll throw at him. Yep. They're going to throw Nembhard at him, just like they did Brunson. But that's the thing about it is that they've got so many other weapons. It won't just be about stopping one guy. Yep. And SGA is perfectly fine with being distributor that gets other people going, not feeling necessarily like, I got to come out here, impose my will, game one, score 40 points, and that's how we win this series.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, if everybody's eating, they're typically happy, and so is SGA in leading that way. I'm just going to go under here banking on tonight everybody rolls, including those role players that will be hitting shots because they're in OKC. And so I'm just looking for balance, and I'll go under. Not that he can't get there, obviously.
No, but it is a crazy. I'm only going over because I've just become such a fan.
Well, his last two games, he's over 34 and 40.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, I might say you guys are balancing out Fade Brad nicely so far.
We'll
later. You've spread this out so that y'all are on either side.
We're putting Brad in a pretzel. That's
pickle.
The idea.
Yeah, yeah. We're boxed out here. Games in this series, everybody thinks gonna be quick. 5.5 over under.
I just think that this is a train. This is a locomotive. This Thunder team, and they've been doubted every series. They're this, they're that. You know, all right. They get rid of the Grizzlies. Then they have the Nuggets, who do take them to 7. In fairness, but they have the best player on the planet in Nikola Jokic. But they still get that done, and in convincing fashion in 7 games. All right, here comes Ant-Man. Here comes the Giant Slayer, the King Slayer. 5 games. See you later. Now, again, that could have gone
longer. Could have, you know, a couple of makes or misses here or there, as often is the case. But I think this team is just too good, too strong, too fast, defensively unmatched. I can't see it going very long. I'm gonna go under. I think it gets wrapped up in five. As much as I love the yes sirs, I do. I'm gonna say five.
Well, just for consistency's sake as well, I'm gonna stick with six. I think it's what I said yesterday. It's maybe more what I'm leaning, what I'm hoping for, than what I'm necessarily expecting. Because again, I don't know that Oklahoma City has any weaknesses.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you found them with the Knicks. You found what those weaknesses were. Those flaws were. Carlisle was great at that. And so what can you find that? That's going to be a part of playing this series against them. And, yeah, I'll go six because that's what I picked yesterday. But I'm realizing that might be being a bit optimistic here.
Nothing wrong with being optimistic.
Yeah, you know, hoping for a longer series.
Yeah.
Because I will take NBA this content. Time of year, especially finals, yes, in terms of content all day long. I don't care Amen. About what those folks complain about. Yeah.
Amen. More from New York, obviously, and I enjoyed this coverage that John has set into the mix here, because these people are damn crazy when they get on the air and start ranting and raving. Crazy New York sports talk radio rants we're about to get about the upcoming Knicks hire. The rant number we've set is 4.5. Seems low.
I already saw one yesterday from Sal Acata. You know, this is one of my favorite things to monitor.
It's fun.
Mad Dog had one. Francis had said, we're already at three. They haven't even hired anybody yet, right? Right.
Yeah.
If Johnny Bryant at Bet Online is out to minus 200 to be the next coach of the New York Knicks. This is, of course, after they released this statement about how they are singularly focused on a championship, right?
Right.
And I do believe that all of New York sports talk radio is going to burn if it is indeed. I mean, I can literally hear it.
You can.
I can literally hear it.
Give us a sample.
They would be taking the guy that didn't, the Cleveland assistant that didn't get the Phoenix job.
Correct.
Woof. That wasn't Phoenix's
pick. Correct. Yes. Now maybe that's because Johnny Bryant knows he's getting the Knicks job. I don't know, but yes. Unless that's the case.
I mean, clearly folks love him.
Yes.
He's obviously.
Yes. I mean, but it's like.
But what are we talking about here? That would technically be their leftovers. I mean, either way, I'm just saying. You've talked about, as you said, championship. This is a guy that's never been a head coach. What are we doing here?
He's 39 years old.
We said this is why a guy like Mike Malone made a lot of sense.
Mike makes
because
sense.
At that's least right. you could, again, you could sell. He's been there. He's won it. He could tell those players this is what it takes, and they'll have to believe it.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, because he's done it with the greatest player, but he put it together. Frankly, with a short rotation.
Yes.
He did a couple of years ago. What are we talking about here?
Yeah.
So yeah. What would if I'm I'd be looking dead at Leon Rose saying I don't believe you when you say your total focus is on championship when you're firing Tibbs.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you bring in this guy. This yeah, sure, maybe he's the next best thing, but he's unproven.
Mm.
Those guys typically don't do very well.
They don't. I mean, again, we talked about yesterday. There have been instances where Steve Kerr was a first time head coach, I guess, when he got the job, but
that's who gets you past Rick Carlisle, who just outcoached, you know, Tibbs.
Right. Right. That's the whole issue. Right. It was like, was it really a coaching problem that held the Knicks back? Was that really what it was?
Well, I will say Tibbs was slow to adjust.
He
gave them the rope, like we talked
You're
about.
Right. He was
we
very,
used
he's
that
a,
phrase
he's a
lot around
son
here.
Son of a bitch, man.
Yes,
he
gave them the rope to hang him with.
Yep.
He did. He should have made those adjustments. Frankly, it was a microcosm of the whole freaking season, but the whole freaking playoffs. You should have been playing these guys, particularly Shamet and DeLon Wright. Take some of this weight off your starters.
But he
They're
did make
dying
the,
out there.
He made the good adjustment to put Mitchell Robinson in the starting lineup. Maybe that was obvious.
Kinda had to.
Maybe that was obvious. But
you got to make some adjustments. You can't keep Rick Carlisle over there adjusting. You're
That's
not
right.
doing anything.
Yeah.
And he finally came around to it. It's too late.
Yes. It's one of the darkest days.
It still was, especially if this is the kind of hire they're going to make, it was the wrong decision
it's
to
coming,
fire
John.
Tibbs.
It's coming.
Absolutely. No, I agree, and I do.
Who's second? After you said
Mike Malone still, but he's like at the plus 200, you know.
Man, Leon Rose, up to this point, he's done a great job.
Yeah.
You put two, again, 50-plus win seasons back-to-back. They hadn't done that since the 90s. But he's blowing it here. If this is the route he goes,
what everybody's saying is that they're doing it with Johnny Bryant because he's quote unquote controllable, because he's a first time head coach.
Not what they need.
Controllable.
Yeah.
But you know, if I was a New York sports talk radio guy, I would say like something mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. you know what I can control? My left nut. I put my hand in my pocket. I play a little pocket pool, and I control it. Does that mean it's to get an interview with Leon Rose? My left testicle. Hey, what the right nut side of the left? Congrats, you're the coach of the New York Knicks, cause you're controllable. That's how it's gonna sound.
It's facts,
right?
It's facts. It's crazy what they do. You actually could get in the market there.
Oh, all you gotta do is yell. I mean,
just yell about stupid stuff.
Hey! Yeah. This is one of the most successful coaches.
I mean,
what they do all day long.
You could really fine tune it and it be a great Mad Dog, though.
Is that Mad Dog? Is that who that sounds like?
Yeah,
you're in the mix there.
A ton of Mad Dog.
I think that is
like a really good Mad Dog impression.
You've got him down too.
Oh, because like,
and you could fine tune and mess him up.
Totally. What Mad Dog was doing the other day was like, and don't let anybody tell you that it was a Leon Rose. This is all James Dolan. This is Dolan written all over. Dolan. You know,
I mean, for 2 hours.
And that, but look, if you're going to do New York sports talk radio, I've learned this from just hearing the rants.
Facts.
You have to mention two things: James Dolan and Charles Oakley. You got to mention Charles Oakley. We can't get him back. We can't get Charles Oakley back in the building.
They're just doing him wrong.
That's right.
It's a free Charles Oakley.
Steinbrenner rolling over in his grave.
Aaron
right now.
Judge, we pray to the great Bambino. How could you fire Tom Thibodeau on Tom Thibodeau Turnpike?
Yep. That's
Precious Achiuwa.
So crazy.
That's all you gotta do is just yell names.
For hours.
You have to do it for like 4 hours. The shows up there are longer.
And let's open up the phones. We got you're in the Bronx. Go ahead.
Mario. Hey,
and they just vent.
You're
it's
a real
the same crap. Yeah.
Yeah, and they just like yell.
Go ahead. Yeah. Derry, go ahead.
It's a very fascinating brand of sports talk radio. You know, it's very different than what we do, you know?
Jason's in North Jersey. What you got?
Like, again, I said, like, last week, like, Grizzly just hired Isolo. We're like, like, whatever, you know?
Yeah, well, all we do is play this. We just do that. Right. We just have fun with that.
In New York, it would have been like,
who the hell's Tomas Isolo? What the hell?
Because, I mean, Taylor Jenkins, like Thibodeau, was the winningest coach in the history of the franchise, right? So it would have been like, you're firing this guy to hire a Eurobasket coach, you know? You're... In New York, they would have never heard the end of it. In Memphis, like,
it's over.
Manamana.
Let's give him a chance. Hey, let's give him a chance. This is the, you know.
We're such a forgiving media.
What do you really think? Are. I mean, I know it's only 9 games, but what?
Why would you not want to coach, live, play in Memphis? Like, you get away with anything here.
Don't even have to talk. You can talk like a rabbit,
like our old coach.
We'll
hold you accountable when it's time, but I think our instinct is to say, all right, let's let it play out. Where in New York, they don't wait for that, right? They're like,
ain't there for that,
this
bro.
Is stupid, and we refuse to accept it. And a lot of times they're wrong, by the way. A lot of times they do that.
I was going to say,
it's facts.
Like a lot of times it's knee-jerk, and it's sort of the routine thing
knee-jerk.
To say. They end up being wrong, and the next guy is worse.
No, I like our approach a lot better. Let's let the cake bake a little bit. But they don't have time for that in New York. No. All right, we'll come back. Drew Hill's going to join us
facts.
On the other side. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies offseason and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Drew Hill covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian, joins us every single Thursday, and he joins us now. Is there
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected?
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anything that the Grizzlies could apply, use, learn from this finals matchup in these two teams, Drew Hill?
I think the one thing might be that they can play their style, because you see the Pacers and the Thunder both, you know, play with really good pace, and get up and down the floor. And I remember over the last 2 years, us coming on after the playoffs run was over for Memphis, talking about how they really have to figure out their half-court offense because it's just not good enough, and we know that no matter how they play, the playoffs are going to slow down. Well, that hasn't necessarily been true this postseason, so maybe there is a window in which you can play that way. The one thing that I would say about that I think is maybe getting a little overlooked is that's a lot easier to do when you force turnovers, and the Grizzlies weren't amazing at that this season, so that's probably an area where they need to improve. They need to be a little bit more disruptive if they want to play with pace, because it's rare that you're going to have a game like what we saw in the last game between the Pacers and the Knicks, where you're going to be able to get out and transition after a made bucket and score. So I think maybe we've learned that they can play with that pace, and you know, it's possible to do in the postseason. But in order to do that, they're going to have to be better in some other areas. And then the other thing I think we've learned is just, like, maybe this isn't the case because the Thunder still exists in the West, and we'll see how the series plays out. I still think the Thunder are going to roll through the Pacers. But the Pacers' makeup is pretty similar to what the Grizzlies have. So, you know, you can say, like, hey, with the players we have, with Bane and Ja and Jaren, you know, we can be that team. We can be like Indiana. I think you can come to that conclusion just watching the way that they've played. But, you know, that team doesn't turn the ball over. You know, the Grizzlies, they just had major flaws, I think. And those flaws really came back to bite them. And you just have to try to address those. It's not like they're, you know, I mean, it depends on how you want to view it. They might be miles away from OKC, but I don't think they're miles away from Indiana. So it just depends on what angle you want to take here. But I think if we've learned anything, those are probably the big things.
Yeah, I mean, and both of these teams, you know, really fortified what they have through the trade market. I mean, that's the other part of it, right? Like, it would be nice to see the Grizzlies get a win in that in that department, you know, especially in the offseason. I don't know what that would look like. I don't know. But it does kind of feel like it's time to get a dub in that area. Wouldn't you agree on that one, Drew?
Yeah, but it's like, again, it's going to be hard to do that this offseason. Because the Grizzlies are going to have cap space if they're able to do a Jaren extension. And if you're trying to logically sort out what they're going to do. I think everyone sort of expects that that's something that they're going to try to get done. And they do have some trade exceptions, but because they're going to have to go under the cap, they're going to have, you know, limited exceptions in terms of signing players and lots of space under the luxury tax. So their options for doing so are hard. They don't have a ton of tradable contracts. Like, that's part of this, right? Like, outside of John Conchar and his $6 million deal, and Jay Huff is, what, three? So, like, you don't have a ton of guys in the $8 to $10 million range that are tradable contracts where you feel like you can get, like, a significant trade win. Like, that's the challenge here that they're facing this offseason. And so, you know, I wonder if by the end of this they're either going to make a big move, and it's going to be – we're all going to be sitting here wondering what the team's going to look like after a big move, or if they're going to make moves that are not going to satisfy some people who want bigger moves, if that makes sense. Because it feels like the happy medium is the hardest thing for this team to achieve between those two things, just given the way that the contracts are set up and the roster is set up.
What do you think about the move to fire Tibbs?
It was surprising. I mean, they just made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. That's a team that has been really competitive. That's a team that had a clear identity. I think those are hard to establish in the NBA. Mm-hmm. So I was surprised by the move. I think maybe, you know, if you're connected to that franchise the way, you know, we were connected to the Grizzlies, and then they fired Taylor Jenkins, and then everybody nationally went, whoa, why did they fire Taylor Jenkins? But everybody here sort of knew why they fired Taylor Jenkins. I wonder if there's some of that going on. Like, I wonder how the players thought of him in the locker room. I wonder if the time had just run out and they were ready for a fresh face, sort of it felt like the way the Grizzlies were. I don't have those answers, but I thought it was surprising. It's not often in the NBA where you hire a coach, you know, you have a clear identity, you have a team that appears to be bought into that identity, and then you make the Eastern Conference Finals and the coach gets fired. Like, I don't think you see that all that much. So I wonder if, you know, some of those players were tired of playing the amount of minutes that they were being asked to play on a nightly basis. Like, that's where I would probably, you know, try to read between the lines and land.
That's where I've been. Makes even less sense if you hire somebody that's not been a head coach before, right? After your GM or Leon Rose, whatever he is, president, whatever, says we're solely focused on championships, and you're bringing in someone who's never been a head coach, no matter how highly thought of they are, still unproven, right? That'd be odd.
That would be very odd. Yeah, I don't know. And it's interesting, too, because all these teams have, like, made internal hires for the most part. Like, nobody's really gone out and
You're right. Jumped most of them have.
Like, and the thing is, too, here's the other part to this, because I've just thought about, like, who would take that job. I don't know if Taylor Jenkins is a fit for that job. I don't think so. But maybe.
He'd be interested, right? I'm with you on fit, but he'd be calling, right? You jump on trying to get that, though, right, if you're him? I was just thinking.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Due respect, Taylor Jenkins, like, Taylor Jenkins in front of the New York media.
That's not going to play.
I just don't see that.
Oh, I'm with you.
You know?
I'm with you.
I just don't see it. But then the other one is Mike Malone. But the reputation on Mike Malone is sort of similar to the reputation on Tom Thibodeau. So what's the difference there, right? Like, Mike Malone is kind of known for being a hard ass, right? Like, so, you know, it doesn't feel like that would be all that different if you're trying to go for a fresh face and, you know, something, I guess, out of the mix of how you've played the last few years. I don't think Mike Malone would be a big change there. So I'm very curious to see what they're going to do. I'm fascinated to figure out, you know, who they're going to try to go higher, but I don't know if there's a clear answer there.
I mean, it feels like they have settled in on this Johnny Bryant guy based on the betting markets, but I just don't know how that squares with what the organizational statement was. If I'm a New York Knicks fan, I'm like, I'm not buying that. Now, maybe you're right. Maybe the change had to be made. But it's like, all right, you go from an established veteran winning coach to a game, like, cause it's a pure gamble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at a time where, you know, because Jeff texted me and he was like, you know, OKC has a first time head coach, right? Of course they do. But it's not like he took over for this vastly successful, you know, team that was going to the Eastern Conference Finals. It was a rebuild. Jerry Bryant was like a rebuild coach. Yeah,
and they had groomed him for it. He had coached their G League team for 5 years.
Exactly.
If I'm not mistaken, Drew can correct
me. Now, Johnny was with the organization prior, so, I mean, they're going to talk themselves into that. But I don't know, man. I just feel like this is not the situation that you give to a first-time head coach. This is a team that's got a lot of money tied up, no future. This is like go all the way in on something that you know you're going to get. Like, you know, I don't know. I just would not. I would not go this direction if I'm the Knicks. I don't think Drew, their fans are going to enjoy it.
No, I don't think so. And that's fine. To some degree,
you can't worry about that.
That's why those people make the big dollars. They have to make those choices, and sometimes they aren't popular choices. And if it works out, then, you know, then those people get to stick around. And if it doesn't work out, those people eventually lose their jobs and they find somebody new. Like, that's just the nature of the league. But you know what? This conversation has also made me think about this. You asked to start what the Grizzlies can learn. You know, the coaching matchup is interesting too in the finals because, as you mentioned, Dagnall, like, I wonder, I'm not questioning whether or not he's a good coach because clearly he's a good coach. Like, talk about identity and, like, the Thunder have that in spades. Like, they know exactly how they're going to play every single night. So clearly he's a good coach, but he's not the type of coach that Rick Carlisle is. They're like very different coaches. And, you know, Dagnall is more of the analytical brain, you know, and he's not Mr. Tough Guy. And, you know, that works for the Thunder. So maybe that's another example of, like, it doesn't necessarily, you don't have to have one style of coach to make the finals either. You can have Eric Spoelstra, or you could have, you know, Greg Popovich, or you could have somebody like Steve Kerr, who's willing to go out and try different things. And, like, when he got that job, created a new style of basketball that everybody tried to follow. So, you know, maybe that's a lesson here too. It's just, you look at the two different coaches and the way that they coach, and, you know, they're entirely sort of, their strategy is on totally different spectrums, but here they are, you know, in the NBA finals playing against each other.
Drew, always interested in your gut and your NBA instincts, not just with the Grizzlies, but NBA in general. Giannis feels like the first domino in terms of a lot of the movement, and we've talked with you about a lot of potential movement, both with the Grizzlies and NBA-wise. Are you, you know, I know there's been some, you know, sort of a buzz with Toronto of late, and maybe he stays in the East but looks at Toronto as opposed to, are you expecting that domino in terms of him leaving Milwaukee to fall? I mean, I know Milwaukee still, if you look at some of the Vegas odds, you know, odds, I mean, a lot of them you could believe that maybe he stays. Where are you at on whether or not Giannis is out of Milwaukee? We've all said, sort of set it up, feels like it might be the right time for both. Do you think it happens in the end?
So this is where my brain goes, and I don't know if it's going to happen or not. And part of the reason why I think that is because we just talked about the Thunder and how dominant they are,
yep,
and they're not going anywhere. So I wonder if teams like San Antonio, like let's take San Antonio for example, because they are attached to this Giannis thing.
Them
they got
Houston.
The number two.
Yes, yes.
Right. You wonder if a team like San Antonio is going to say, let's go all in. We've got Wemby. We can add Giannis. We can have the two of them together. We can compete. Or if a team like San Antonio is going to go, well, you know, the Thunder aren't going anywhere for a little bit. We can afford the time to develop another 2 years. And then by the time the Thunder are going to have to circle everybody out, it's going to be our time. I wonder if there's some of that happening in San Antonio, right?
Yep.
How do they feel about that situation? Is the timing right for them? So then you look in the East and you look towards some of the teams that, I mean, the Rockets certainly could make sense. And I think that they have players to
assets,
land Giannis, but you know that the Bucks are gonna ask a lot of the Rockets just because they have a lot of young talent. So, you know, I have a harder time seeing that, but I think that would be a good trade, and maybe it would put the Rockets close enough to where it would make sense. Then you go East, like the talk was,
Oh, yeah, Giannis, he's paying attention to the teams that don't have state tax. Well, you're talking about sending him to Toronto? Does he really want to go to Toronto, of all places, where 55% of his salary is going to be gone? Like, I don't
wow.
I don't know if that's the case, right?
I realized that was the case.
I made that number up. I don't know what
the tax. Are you talking about the tariffs?
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe the back and forth.
Everybody said he loves Toronto, and he's such a worldly guy. I thought in the recent buzz, is there really like does Canada take a bunch of your money?
Oh yeah, because you have free health care and stuff like that.
Yeah. Taxes in Canada.
This is why I like talking to you. I get the real. Yeah. I've not really seen that in anything else. Yeah.
Are we going away from that? Has Giannis given up on the tax
thing?
Want
that money? You want that?
No, I don't know. So
no, I don't. I think you have a very progressive tax rate.
That's how they keep it for everything else free, huh?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Exactly. I don't know what
I don't know.
You just educated me again, Drew.
I don't see it. Like I don't see a clear move right now. I mean, I guess I. Talking through it with you, I haven't thought about it that much, but maybe Houston makes the most sense. But yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen at this point. And I think that is the domino that everybody's sort of waiting for and waiting to see what he's going to, return.
Well, that's the thing about Houston, though, because then you're back in the West, you still have to beat OKC, whereas in this East, everybody, you're kind of on pause if there's no Tatum with the Celtics, you know what I mean? And the Knicks are running it back, maybe with an inexperienced coach. Now, maybe it'd be more reason to stay East. But you make a great point about Canada and Toronto that I hadn't considered. So maybe it ends up being, if you're going to move, maybe
it looks like the tax rates are similar, by the way.
Are
like,
they?
They're both, yeah. Okay. The United States progressive. We just don't use our tax money on like the Golden Dome that's coming. Mm. You know what I mean?
Fireworks for the 4th of July.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Golden, yeah. The Department of Defense gets all our money, which is very important. It's very important to have a, protection on the world stage. But yeah, I think that's definitely the only difference there. The other star that might be on the move is Kevin Durant. Now, I've been tweaking. I've already got the trade set. We're going to send out Desmond Bane, Brandon Clark.
Oh, that's right.
And a young player you can pick. You want to do Jalen Wells? You want to do G.G. Jackson? Hell, you want to do both? Couple picks. Who says no?
Oh, man. I mean.
Does Drew Hill say no? It sounds like Drew Hill says no.
Yeah. We just talked about it. You still got to be good enough to beat OKC.
But you're not good enough to beat OKC with this group either.
Don't you have to try to
do something?
That's right. I'm just a little bit more hesitant to say yes because I'm still not sure that's good enough because now you're sending out more players. You're getting an older player.
And he's old, Drew. And he's old, to
your point. How about we reframe the question? Ask is it good enough? Ask is it better? Kevin Durant, Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., Zach Edey, Jason Smith are coming off the bench.
Oh, dear, because that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, I know. What does your big rotation look like, when you trade?
Marvin Bagley, bro. I mean, isn't he on the team for a reason? Aren't they bringing him back?
You got to re-sign him. They're going to have to – if they're going to do a Jaren extension, they're going to have to, renounce his rights. So you're going to have to re-sign him, and he's going to have to want to come back on – pretty much a minimum deal.
Nobody is going to want Marvin Bagley, bro. I am not worried about his market. All right.
Marvin Bagley, you don't think any team would sign Marvin Bagley for a minimum?
A minimum.
There might be another team, and the Grizzlies are going to have no advantage because they're going to have to renounce his rights. So he would just have to choose to want to be back in Memphis. Maybe he would.
I mean, I think. I mean, dude, he was getting playoff minutes. I mean, what a situation for him.
And now you're banking on another player playing. Who's got injury history year in and year out.
They were running the offense through Marvin Bagley in game one.
Better. I would need more time to think about that. But I think it's
– Your ceiling is higher. Your floor is maybe lower.
Yes. I mean, exactly.
So I think I am in a position where I'm ready to do something like that. I'm ready to let's maximize the volatility, baby. It could be a finals. It could be a miss the playoffs. I'm ready to do it. Because I just kind of think you're spinning your wheels. Like, I know that, like, the rationale is going to be, well, they were only four games away from being the two seed. I know that's what the rationale is going to be. And they're going to say, well, let's do this and that, and let's do this and that. But it's like, it's going to be futile. Like, it's going to be futile.
It might be. It might be.
And it's like, all right, what's the, where does that get you? Where does that get you? Does that get you, does that change your attendance? Does that change the direction of the franchise? Does it change, you know? No, it doesn't. So
no, there's value there. There's value in that too. Like, we all saw how much, you know, the attendance was a struggle late in the season. Like, if you add Kevin Durant, oh my God, like,
that's a thing. Yeah, I mean, it is a business in the end. Thing.
And an important time in the franchise, by the way, because we all know the lease is coming
up.
Like,
that's exactly right.
You know, I think there are there are benefits to that.
Yeah, so I just think like fortune favors the bold. And it's not a great sell to your fan base that's already kind of iffy on you anyway. That's
fortune
like,
didn't favor the Phoenix Suns, my friend.
Well,
fortune
it didn't
favor them in
it
that
didn't.
Bold situation.
But you know
bold
what?
And dumb.
Nor the Brooklyn Nets. The last two teams.
Well, the Brooklyn Nets have a billion picks, though, right now. Because the Knicks paid, you know, a king's ransom for Mikal Bridges. It's gonna favor them eventually, you know? I just don't think you're going to sit around saying, man, damn, I really regret trading for Kevin Durant and sending Desmond Bane and Brandon Clark out to get him. Man, like, that was just an Achilles heel we'll never get. I don't think you're ever going to say that. I think what you could say, though, is that, damn, we could have had Kevin Durant, and we didn't go get him. I mean, that's a real.
Well, they've tried.
Well, now he's older than he's ever been, and he's hurt, and he's actually feels like attainable, you know. And his market might not be great because how many teams are, like we talked about, how many teams are going to want to do that for him right now at this stage in his career? Like, I think the stars are aligning, bro. I do, because this is the kind of star the Grizzlies get, the guy that's the Allen Iverson on his last. You know, legs, like that's what happens, and he's still good. So I would do it. I would say it's time to be aggressive with this franchise. Running it back is boring. It's not going to be any better next year. I mean, you're betting on things that, you know, we're a little healthier. Yay. Whoop-de-damn-do. That's not very exciting, Drew.
Drew, how you deal with this guy when he's texting you in the fourth quarter of games?
I don't know.
In fairness, that was an earlier regular season development.
He's so intense, Drew. I mean,
he hasn't been doing that in the playoffs. He has not been doing that.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're not. Covering. Yeah,
him
you're.
Anymore.
You were swept.
You're now looking for car seats. We assume.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm doing. But no, I'm not. Look, John, I'm not crapping on your idea at all. It's actually, I would consider that too. I would definitely consider that. But there's other factors here, too, and you talk about him being attainable. Is like, to some degree, Kevin Durant's going to have a say in where he's going to go.
I told him that yesterday.
He is not,
exactly.
He's got $100 million left on his contract.
Thank you for that common sense, Drew.
He is not turning that down. He's not retiring on that. He's got $100 million left.
Listen, think about the places that Kevin Durant chose to go when he had the option.
Yes.
And then he forced his way to Phoenix. Like, there's
a lot.
Played
in Oklahoma City. Come on. I mean,
because he got drafted by Seattle. Like, that's why he played in OKC. And then when he had a chance to leave, he went to Golden State.
Well,
what are you talking about?
He was trying to get away from Russ, you know? I mean, there was a lot of other things that did go into that. But no, you're right. I mean, he may not. We'll have to talk him into it. We got this. We got a brand new, we got some new water. I saw some canned water we got. You know, let him get a can of water.
Do you think he's into XAI? Do you think he's into XAI?
He's a business guy, right? Boardroom, you know, he does all that stuff. You know, we could say this is the hub for AI. You could be the face, man.
Think he likes barbecue? We got that.
I don't know. I doubt it. He weighs 145 pounds. I don't think that's his MO. But I think the AI is a good angle. Yeah, he's a business guy. We can maybe get him on that, get our foot in the door, and then go from there. This would be my guess. Yeah.
Drew, I'm serious. Have you looked at the car seats? I want you to own it.
No, we haven't looked at the car seats.
I want to offer you this. Don't be the guy like I was that thought, okay, I got to get this now and I'll put it in. I don't need to read the instructions. And so and it just all the way up to the minute, hey, it's time to come out of the hospital. This thing's supposed to be ready and I don't have it ready, Drew. And it was something that ends up I ended up getting, frustrated. I'm a mess with the thing. Get ahead of this. I got labeled as the husband who couldn't get the, you know, who can't get the car seat in, who gets frustrated with the car seat. Bro, go dominate this. You've got enough time early. Get it. Get the instruction. You want to own this. You want her to see that. I'm just offering you this free piece of, really, I think if you take it and run with it, bro, you can own this. And, bro, it will, you will shine. You will absolutely shine.
Well, I'm already a champion of this household. I'm already in dad mode because I this week I got a desk, nice desk for the house we're going to move into, but it was cherry red. It was terrible, right?
Oh.
Sanded it down, got it stained, just got to put the last of polyurethane on it on the top. I'm not handy at all, but look, I'm learning.
DIY Drew.
So I know, yeah. Now I'm like, oh, can I make a business of this? Like, you know,
yeah.
I'm learning how to do this. I might have a little side hustle before you know it.
Bro, congratulations.
That's awesome. We're in dad mode already, but we haven't done the car seat yet. We haven't done the
crib,
strollers. I just
car
quick
seat,
glance
stroller.
At the strollers.
Yep.
But look, this stuff is so expensive. I'm going to need you guys to take some days off, you know, so I can do some filling in.
Yeah.
So if you guys can do that for me.
Dude.
You know, take some days off so we can get the expensive car seat. You know what I mean?
John's got all the Gucci and Louis stuff from Michael. We can just give it. We can hand
That's
it
right.
over to you. You know,
That's
you,
right.
all the you know all the high dollar stuff.
Yep. Yep.
That's right. Yeah,
well, it was the Louis diaper
I'll
bag.
I'll take your hand-me-downs. I'll take your hand-me-downs, John.
There you go.
You gotta do the showers, bro. You gotta do you gotta have one shower on mom's side. You gotta have one shower on dad's side. You gotta do the work shower. You gotta come up here, do the shower up here. You gotta do all the showers, bro. And tweet it out. You will be surprised. People will buy you stuff even if they don't go. Just tweet the link out. Tweet the registry out. People will buy you stuff.
Mm.
Oh, we'll see. It's expensive, though.
Very expensive.
Damn,
very.
Having a kid is crazy.
But people will rally around you. People understand.
It's like NIL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold, zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.